This is Tony Broom Ministries welcoming you for the following Bible message entitled, Choosing a Good Name. We're talking from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1, and Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Right off the bat, this verse, Proverbs 22:1, tells us that a good name means more than great riches. A good name is better than having silver and gold. Choosing a good name. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1 says, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. A good name is better than expensive perfume. And what about that last part of that verse? That sounds like a doozy. The day of death is better than the day of one's birth. Say, wow, what in the world's going on with that? What does that mean? Well, if you're at the day of your death, you don't have to worry about getting through and committing all those bad and evil things in your life because they've already been done. If you're at the day of your birth, you got your whole life to live. You got some good things to go through, but you also got a whole lot of bad things to go through. And that's why the scripture said in that regard, even though a good name is a precious thing, more precious than expensive perfume, the day of death is better than the day of one's birth. And that really holds true if you're a child of God. Choosing a good name. We choose name for our children. Genesis chapter 5, verse 29. And he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Noah, and in Hebrew, most of the time, the end of the word is silent, or usually close to being silent. And sometimes you have a hard sound. And the name Noah, Noah, has a hard H sound in English. Noah, it means expressive, it means rest. He will give us rest concerning our work, concerning the labor of our hands. Noah will be the one that will bring our generation rest. Noah will be the one that God would take through the flood. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. One of the most important names is the one that we choose for our children. Not everyone has a good name. Not everyone has a name like Moses, David, Samuel, Daniel, Peter, James, John, or Paul. Some are given good names but end up turning out bad or wrong. Jacob named his youngest son Benjamin, meaning son of my right hand. But instead of being a son of might and nobility, he produced a tribe plagued by homosexuality, which almost resulted in the entire tribe being wiped out. They had a time of war when most of the tribe was wiped out. They actually had to go out and get wives for between 400 and 600 men so that they could save a tribe of Israel from being completely wiped out. About the only good thing this tribe had to show for themselves was Saul, whom we know better as the Apostle Paul. He himself said in Philippians chapter 3 that he came from the tribe of Benjamin. So not all is lost. When you think that the name is bad, nothing's going to come good out of it, just look what God did. He saved Saul, who became the Apostle Paul. One of King David's sons was named Absalom. Avshalom in Hebrew, it means father of peace. David loved Absalom very much and grieved deeply at his tragic death. But Absalom, who conspired against his own father and tried to take the kingdom, was everything but a father of peace. Jabez was given a name of pain by his mother. Yet he, right in the middle of all those hard-to-pronounce names in 1 Chronicles, is the one who prayed one of the most blessed prayers ever. We cannot help who our parents named us or what our name happens to be, but we can help how we live and decide what kind of name and legacy we're going to leave. Name of children, so important. It's not like the Chinese who take a pot and throw it out in the yard. Ting, tang, tong, whatever it does, that's what we name our children. Well, we need to have more thought about it than that, even though I must admit that names such as George, Jill, Sam, and Sue makes a whole lot more sense to me than some of the names you hear. But the name of children is important. The name of communities are important. Genesis chapter 28, verse 19, and he called the name of that place Bethel. Bethel means house of God. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. Luz means nut tree. I have two sisters, one that shows up in the Zoom room a lot, Donna. That's the youngest one, and the one next to her, the oldest, is Pam. These girls, two girls, would come home from school crying, and Mom and Dad and Pop and Mom, they wondered what in the world was wrong with y'all. What are y'all crying about? Well, everybody calls us a nut. We call names. Kids are bad to call each other names. And they'd call them a nut. They'd get upset and come home crying because kids at school call you a nut. And they learned this little ditty and they taught it to Big Brother. And they never cried about being called a nut anymore. It goes something like this. I'm a nut. 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 Nuts grow on trees. Trees are nature. Nuts are beautiful. So, see, it's not bad to be a nut. Well, there's a lot of nuts coming off trees today, but that might be a different story. So we'll leave that one alone. Psalm 49 talks about rich folks who are boasting themselves in the abundance of their riches. Psalm 49:11, their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. It says their inward thought. That's not just they're thinking about something. I think about things sometimes, but that's not my real thought. And I even tell the Lord, and sometimes I tell the devil, look, devil, that's not the way I really think. That's not the way I really feel about it. You know you're telling me a lie. I don't think that way. I don't live that way. I'm not going to talk that way. And so here it says their inward thought. They're not just thinking about it. Their inward thought is that their houses will continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They don't realize how fragile life is and how quick all their riches and things can be taken away from them. They call their lands after their own names. Every name, every place, it has a name. You got to name a street, name roads, name towns, name all these things. Be careful before you start ripping things up or tearing things down. The alternative, of course, is to do it all across the board. If you're going to do it all. Don't have any prejudice or give preference to one over the other. However, maybe we should remember an important Bible verse before we go changing names or tearing down monuments or statues. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28 says, "Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set." This verse tells us, of course, it's talking about the landmark in the field where you live, but it's also talking about the landmarks, the important landmarks. If you have no business tearing something up or tearing it down, leave it alone. Remove not the ancient landmark which your fathers have set. Communities have names. Towns and cities have names. Countries have names. Jonah was told to go preach to the country of Nineveh. Go preach to that big city of Nineveh. Tell them the word of the Lord. In fact, he said, go tell them that 40 days in Nineveh will be destroyed. Well, Jonah didn't want to go. He ran from the presence of the Lord. Jonah chapter 1, verse 8 through the first part of verse 10. Then said they unto him, of course, the Lord by this time had sent out a great wind, and they were tempestuous in the sea and being tossed, and they were in the jeopardy of their life. They finally found Jonah asleep in the lower part of the ship, and they said to him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? Look at all these questions they're asking. Look, man, where are you coming from? Who are you? What are you doing here? What people are you from? Where are you from? What country are you of? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? There again, we cannot help where we are born, but there's nothing wrong with aspiring to better oneself or deciding where we would like to live or what country we would like to be a citizen. A recent poll, by the way, suggested and shows that people are less proud to be called Americans now because of all the turmoil that's going on in our nation. While I have never been more disappointed in people in general or in the inability or refusal of our leaders to lay down the law and do what's right and put an end to all this current looting and violence situation, I have never been more proud to be called an American. By the way, he who has to be identified with, go by, or have a hyphenated name is either unsure of who he is or uncertain as to his citizenship. The word or name American is a noun. Anything in front of it is not a noun but a descriptive adjective. When these are added to nouns, the names end up being changed or modified. If you put something in front of the name American, it ends up either changing or modifying it. If you are an American, that is all the name you need to identify or describe yourself. It doesn't matter whether your eyes slant or cross, or what the color of your skin is. Yet when one calls himself an American, there are a few things you need to know. One is we worship and know the only one and true God, the living and true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel's God, America's God, the God of heaven and earth, who created all men equal and endowed them with certain unalienable rights, which include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We honor one flag, the red, white, and blue, and proudly stand at attention to pledge allegiance to it. Let's make sure we have the order straight and get it right. We stand for the national anthem, which, by the way, is the Star Spangled Banner, and kneel to pray. And when you do kneel to pray, make sure you're praying and kneeling to the right God, to the true and living God, the only one who can hear you and answer your prayers. Stand for salute, kneel for humility and prayer. Thank God for America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. As great as America is and grand as it is to be called an American, we, like the believers described in Hebrews chapter 11, declare plainly that we seek a better country. Thank God, it's good to be an American, but there's a better country to come. There's a country, a land, that is fairer than day. And by faith, we can see it afar. The Father waits o'er the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. What about the name Christian? The last part of Acts chapter 11, verse 26 says, "And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." In chapter 26 of Acts, Paul was giving his testimony before King Agrippa. He said, "I want to tell you about my life. I want to tell you about my past, where I thought I was doing right and I thought I was pleasing God. But Jesus got a hold of my life. I was persecuting Christians. I was giving my voice against them to put them to death. But on the way to Damascus, on the Damascus road, there shined around me a light from heaven brighter than the sun. And I heard this voice speaking to me, and he said, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It's hard for you to kick against the pricks.'" And he goes on to tell how he got saved and how God changed his life. And he gave witness before Agrippa, before all those people that were gathered there. Acts 26, verses 27 and 28. Festus had said, "Paul, you're crazy. Something's wrong with you. You're mad." And he said, "I'm not mad, but I testify before the king freely." He knows of these things. Paul said, "I'm testifying of these things before the king. He knows of these things of which I speak. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Don't you believe what the scripture said? Don't you believe what the prophets said?" Then Agrippa said unto Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." We cannot be an almost Christian. We have to be an altogether Christian. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16. "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." even if we suffer as a Christian. Thank God, it's a wonderful opportunity to be called by the name of a Christian. Our name as a Christian identifies us directly with the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me and of my words in this sinful and adulterous generation, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. It's important to choose a name. Choosing a good name. We choose a good name, the best name, when we choose to be called by and identified with the name of Jesus. There are some great names. There's names like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Edison. You could go on and on with names that we think would stand out. There are names in Christian circles that you could call. Names that you would think, Wesley, John G. Lake, Wigglesworth, and you could go on and on. You could talk about Paul. We've already said James and Peter and all the names of people in the Bible. There are a lot of good names that we would say that are good names. But when you really get down to it, there's only one name that really matters. It's not my name. It's not the name of a president. It's not the name of a leader. It's not the name of someone, even in your family, someone that you hold in high regard. The only name that really matters is the name of Jesus Christ. There's no other name like his name. His name is wonderful. His name is powerful. His name is mighty. His name is great. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's no other name like his name. Praise God for the name of Jesus Christ. Choosing a good name. We choose a good name. We choose the best name when we choose the name of Jesus Christ. That name is powerful. That name holds sway over all demons, over all the kingdom of darkness, over all sickness, over all disease. And we have a right to pray in that name. People don't want you to pray. You can pray and you can say God, but don't say the name of Jesus. No, if you cannot say the name of Jesus, you're ashamed of it. It has no power, no validity to it. God wants us to be using the name of Jesus. He does not want us to be ashamed of Jesus. God does not want us to be ashamed of the name of Jesus. And if we're ashamed of the name of Jesus, we might as well be ashamed of the name of God. Because if we honor not the Son, we honor not the Father who sent the Son. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to present this word to your people. And I thank you, Lord, that your name is powerful. Your name is holy. Help us, Lord, to know that a good name is better than great riches, silver and gold, precious perfume. It's greater than anything, a good name. And a good name, the best name, is the name of God, the name of Jesus, the name of the Holy Spirit. That wonderful name of Jesus that we breathe in prayer. That wonderful name of Jesus that saved our soul and forgave our sins and wrote our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. When we get to heaven, there's all the angels and all the saints and all the elders. But there's no other name, only the name of Jesus. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We praise you for that name. Choosing a good name, the great name of the Lord Jesus. For it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to a Bible message entitled, Choosing a Good Name. Make sure that you have chosen Jesus Christ as your Savior and you have made him your Lord. If not, do so right now today. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.